After concerns were raised about the safety of the Drift River storage facility located at the base of Mount Redoubt, the energy company Hilcorp has started a project to ensure protection of the large oil tanks located there. But as KDLL's Shaylin Cochran reports, the project first needed waivers from provisions of the Redoubt Bay Critical Habitat Management Plan.
The management plan that protects the critical habitat area around Redoubt Bay was put on the books in 1994 and has specific allowances for work related to oil and gas development. In this case, Hilcorp needs materials to build up and strengthen the earthen berm that protects the 270,000-gallon tanks. Those materials, mostly gravel and dirt, come from sites within the protected area, says Bo York, the facility's engineering manager for Hilcorp.
In order to obtain our armor material to armor our earthen berms, we needed to access material site A, which involved crossing a intermittent stream that's located at the toe of the rock source. We obtained those permits, and that allows us to have our haul truck drive across, load rock, drive back across, and return to the Drift River terminal with the rock.
He says increasing the structural integrity of the storage facility is necessary, as the Drift River terminal is part of a longer-term strategy to increase production. Without that storage capacity, more tankers would have to come through Cook Inlet to pick up the oil. For public interest groups like the Cook Inlet Keeper, the simple fact that permits were properly obtained doesn't mean that the best interests of the environment are kept at the forefront. Here's Cook Inlet Keeper spokesperson Bob Shavelson.
There's this pervasive myth of rigorous permitting. The public's led to believe that there's this alphabet soup of authorizations and permits, and that if industry complies with all these requirements, that you're going to somehow protect salmon habitat, and that's patently false. And you can see it in this instance, where they're going to be filling and driving across a salmon stream so they can mine rock from a critical habitat area where Fish and Game's own rules prohibit mining in that area.
York says the stream in question was identified by Fish and Game as anadromous, and that Hilcorp has designed its project, which includes an access ramp across the stream, with appropriate protections in place. Paul Blanch is a habitat biologist for Fish and Game. He says the unnamed stream in question is located in an area that sees regular changes in hydrology.
The stream is fed by many low-volume waterfalls and other surface and groundwater inputs from the adjacent 800-foot cliff. And our impression, based on the geology and the multiple waterfall inputs, is that the system is somewhat flashy during precipitation events and likely has very low flow during the winter.
The Redoubt Bay Critical Habitat Management Plan forbids materials extraction unless there are extenuating circumstances for which no feasible alternative is available. In a letter to Department of Fish and Game Commissioner Cora Campbell, Shavelson argued that a possible alternative for Hilcorp would be to barge in the large rock they need for construction. The proposed material site sits just 6 miles south of the Drift River Terminal. Shavelson maintains that the best alternative would be to do away with the terminal altogether and construct an oil pipeline beneath Cook Inlet.
The State Department of Fish and Game is allowing them to violate Fish and Game's own rules to mine these boulders to resume storing oil at the base of an active volcano, which is the stupidest place that you can store oil that I can think of. And it's been borne out time and time again, yet here we go, bending the rules and breaking the rules so industry can get off cheaper. The best way to get that oil across the inlet is to pipeline it across.
Shavelson isn't the only one who sees an oil pipeline as a safer way into the future. This summer, the Cook Inlet Regional Citizens Advisory Council released a position paper stating its support for a pipeline, which has been backed by other energy companies operating in Cook Inlet. From Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.